We are wrapping up a week of election coverage here in Orlando, Florida, where the governorship of the fourth most populous state is a toss-up. Incumbent Republican Rick Scott is battling against former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who is now a Democrat. It has been called one of the most negative campaigns in the country, and joining us to talk about it here in Orlando, Matthew Petty, news manager and host of Intersection at WMFE. Matthew, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And we've got also with us from Miami, Sergio Bustos, politics editor for the Miami Herald. Sergio, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Matthew, I want to start with you, and just to bring people up to date, most people in the country, I think, know at this point who Rick Scott is and who Charlie Crist is. But let's talk first about Charlie Crist. We know he was the former governor and was a Republican then, but then switched parties.
That's right. He was the Republican governor of Florida. At some point in his governorship, he decided he wanted to run for Senate. So he ran as a Republican in the primary. He lost to Marco Rubio, who was a Tea Party favorite. And at that point, he switched to independent, and he was unsuccessful in his bid for Senate, obviously. And in 2012, he switched to the Democratic ticket, and then he announced his run for governor at just under a year ago.
And Rick Scott's been governor since 2011. He was the head of a hospital company before that.
Yes, indeed. He's the former head of Columbia HCA, a healthcare hospital company that was embroiled in some Medicaid fraud scandal. Rick Scott spent about $75 million of his own money on the election campaign in 2010. It was a pretty narrow win. He beat Democrat Alex Sink, and he won the governorship.
And then there is this Libertarian candidate, Adrian Wiley, a first-time candidate, polling around 10%.
Yeah, he's actually polled as high as 12%. He's an interesting proposition. He's Libertarian. The thought is that he might, you know, take some votes away from people who might want to vote for either Charlie Crist or Rick Scott. Mm. But Adrian Wiley tells us that it's really up to voters to make up their own minds and vote for him instead.
Okay. Well, absentee voting is already underway here in Florida. Early voting starts on October 20th. A lot of ads already airing. We've been seeing them on TV since we've been here. And Sergio, you point towards an ad from the Florida Republican Party. It's called Flippin' Unbelievable, and it hits Charlie Crist for changing parties. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I'm running as a Republican.
An independent.
I'm running as a Democrat.
Flippin' unbelievable.
I think what we need to do is go ahead and repeal this thing. I think it's been great.
Flippin' amazing.
And I think it is a decision that a woman should make.
Charlie Crist is pro-life.
Flippin'.
All right, Sergio, how much has Crist been damaged by being called a flip-flopper?
He started out last year pretty high in the polls, leading Governor Scott by a pretty large margin, and I think those negative ads, and this is one of my favorites, the Flippin' Unbelievable ad, has really closed that gap. And now it's a very tight race.
And Rick Scott, by the way, has been attacked as well. The Florida Democratic Party has been releasing videos of old ABC News reports about a scandal at the company that he used to run, Columbia HCA. Here's an ad from the Crist campaign.
Rick Scott. He lied repeatedly about cutting education.
Zero cut.
Pled the fifth 75 times to avoid jail for Medicare fraud. It's Scott who steered billions in state contracts to contributors and took a secret hunting trip and campaign cash from Big Sugar. Rick Scott. Too shady for the Sunshine State.
Sergio, too shady for the Sunshine State?
Yeah, again, bipartisan here. That's my favorite line. If Flippin' Unbelievable is a great line, too shady for the Sunshine State is just a great line on the part of Scott and his people.
Well, how are voters reacting to this?
With pinched noses, I think. To say this has been a negative campaign is a vast understatement. It's truly nasty. It's been going on for months, as you mentioned. Voters in Florida, I think, must feel they're being stalked by Governors Rick Scott and Charlie Crist via their television and the internet, because that's what's happening.
Matthew, you're in a very different part of the state. This is one of the things that people, anybody who comes to Florida and goes to more than one city will notice. There are 10 media markets in this state. Orlando feels like a different country than Miami, really.
Sure.
But what are you seeing up here? Because this is the area of the state that they call the I-4 corridor, and it's always very key in presidential elections. How are the voters here reacting?
Well, again, I think, as Sergio said, sort of pinched noses. I mean, if you look at some of the polling data, the unfavorability ratings for both Governor Scott and Charlie Crist are some sort of in the mid-40s, and that's pretty high unfavorability. Talking to voters around here, some of our reporters have done some you know, talking to some of the voters out on the street, and I think they're savvy. I think they realise, you know, when they're being sort of pitched a line. So I don't necessarily know that they're going to fall for some of these ads. And the question is whether the negative ads are going to drive people away from the polls or actually encourage them to vote. And that I guess the jury's still out on that.
Sergio, what would you say is the biggest issue for voters this time around?
You know, despite all the negativity, there is one issue that's probably the one issue that I guess everyone talks about in the civilized manner, and that's education. They can truly debate the issue because, you know, you have this unusual race in which you have a governor. You have Charlie Scott, who served as governor. I'm Charlie Scott.
Rick Scott. Look at me.
I'm mixing it all
up
now.
You're confusing the two. They are.
Yeah, I'm as confused as the voters are at this point. And I think it's a good Freudian slip there because you have Charlie Crist, who ran as governor, who served as governor, and you also have Rick Scott, who served as governor. So voters have this unique choice before them. They can actually look at the records of both in recent memory and make a decision. But education is the one issue, I think, that you see some true debate on the part of both candidates.
What about climate change, Matthew? This has been an issue that has come up in this race. Rick Scott has refused to say whether he thinks climate change is being caused by humans. He's been urged to take action on climate change by scientists in Florida. And where does Charlie Crist come down on all this?
Well, Charlie Crist has obviously seen this as an opportunity to kind of draw a line in the sand, if you will, on climate change. I mean, whereas Rick Scott has really said that it's not his position, he doesn't have the kind of the wherewithal to comment on climate change. It's not his area of expertise. Charlie Crist has said, yes, it's real. He's talked when he spoke to us on our program. He said, you know, he mentioned sort of flooding down in South Florida and said, you know, look, that's an indication that this is going to be a problem and we need to get out front and do something about it.
Sergio, we've been talking this trip to Latino voters. Are they coming down on one side or the other here, or is it kind of all over the map?
It's all over the map. I mean, I think it's always hard to understand the Hispanic voter in Florida because what happens in America doesn't necessarily happen in Florida. America's Hispanics typically are very close to the immigration issues and some of those. Here in Florida, it's different. Cubans usually get paroled in if they get to the mainland. And then Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens by birth. So it's not as emotional. That's not to say it's not a very symbolic issue in Florida, especially in South Florida.
Matthew, has the national politics, the national political picture figured into this race?
Not so much. I mean, there has been obviously some governors like Chris Christie has been campaigning on behalf of Rick Scott. It was just announced that we're going to have the First Lady down here to campaign on behalf of Charlie Crist. Also, Joe Biden making a swing through. And, of course, Bill Clinton comes in and sort of puts his
word into. But not President Obama.
No, not President Obama.
And we haven't really seen him in many races at all going and campaigning for people this time around. But it sounds like Michelle Obama is making the rounds in tight races around the country. Sergio Bustos, politics editor for the Miami Herald, joining us from Miami. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Matthew Petty, news manager and host of WMFE's program Intersection. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And if you're a Florida voter, let us know what you think. Where do you come down on this race? Go to our website, hereandnow.org.